As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We had to take a break when Boomer was talking about Shedeur Sanders and, you know, growing up with Deion as your father and being in the spotlight and how that could translate to the NFL, but it seems like there are some people that maybe don't like that part of Shedeur Sanders, maybe a little bit too flashy. So if he drops, what, in your opinion, will be the reason why he drops?
Okay, here we go. First off, everybody's on TV. I don't understand why he's dropping. We had him here. Well, you had him there because you don't know. I don't mean to be that way, but you know, people that are not in the NFL are making all these, this guy, oh, he's first, going to be the first quarterback, first pick of the draft. And then when they start the fall, they don't understand. Well, they start the fall, why? Because the NFL starts judging them. And their opinions, you know, everybody's calling everybody, and they get there and they go, oh, wow, I thought he was better than that. No, I'm not talking about Shedeur, anybody. But, and they just can't figure out why somebody's falling. So, you know, that's the first thing I like to always get off my mind.
So you don't think when you see, so if Shedeur gets drafted in the 20s, you don't see it as him falling. It's really, that's where he should have ended up to begin with.
That's where the NFL said, yes. And listen, I have not heard one person in the NFL say that they think he's like a top 5 pick in the draft. And
I heard the exact opposite of that. Like, he is not a top 5 pick. No, he's not worthy
of it.
That's
what he said.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you guys are agreeing. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, Boomer. Stay with me, baby.
I am, man. You got me. You're all over the place. You got
me. Celsius or something.
No. It's all good. But
No. I just, the thing about Shedeur was, I know that you and I saw a couple of the games that he played.
Yes.
And I remember Lewis Riddick was doing those games. And, you know, this is also a guy that Deion Sanders said the Jets should have hired as their GM.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's a little of that going on. There's a little bias going on here. And I understand all that. And you're friends with somebody, you, especially when you're talking about their kid. The last thing you want to do is insult anybody. But if you just evaluate everything about the way that Shedeur plays, he's got to quicken his game up. But I do think he has that thing inside of him. That is hard to measure. And Patrick Mahomes had that thing inside of him. He played baseball with his dad on Major League Diamonds when he was like 6 years old, you know, shagging fly balls from major leaguers. So he's not intimidated. So I would think that Shedeur has this thing in his mind, which I think is a positive, is that I can do it at any level because I have done it at every level. Now, I would also say there's a level of entitlement with him. That, you know, he's got the Mercedes, he's got the bling, he's got all the money, he's got all the, they just retired his jersey at Colorado. I mean, he's got all of that. And that, to me, could also scare off some teams, I would think.
Look, he has great pride, and great pride is what you want. Somebody that's going to do whatever he has to do or to make everybody to get where he wants to go. If I had to say this to both of you, will he be the second quarterback taken? If I had to bet on it, I'd say yes. He's going to be the second guy taken.
I still swear that he would be perfect for the Raiders. Even though they have Geno Smith and they gave Geno Smith an extension, fine, that's right. Good. Let Shador sit and watch Geno, you know, that kind of thing. I could still see him in a Raiders uniform.
Yeah, I guess I understand that thought. But, you know, listen, let's be honest. Geno Smith's really good. Okay,
he's yeah, but really it, but good. They gave him an okay contract. I mean, it's something great.
They're trying to make the transition. Pete Carroll's not going to go 5 years with the Raiders, so you got that going. But you know, it'll be the big thing about Shador. Well, if he's there, will Pittsburgh take him? That would be one, right? Or the really big one is the New Orleans Saints at 9. Now, if I got Boomer, not to take anything away from you, Gio.
It's okay.
But if we looked at their roster, you'd go, oh, they need offensive linemen. They need defensive linemen. They got a terrible secondary.
They just lost one of their offensive linemen, too.
Yeah, he retired. Just keep going. So you're going to draft the quarterback into that? You know, so.
And you're going to expect that quarterback to start? Like, if Derek Carr is out for the year, you're going to throw a rookie quarterback into the middle of the Saints as a starting quarterback? Forget it. It's right now, that is not a place that I would want a rookie quarterback to start.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Part. To me, it's almost a start over with New Orleans. I tell you, they've been fighting the cap for years and pushing it down the road. I don't even know what it is. You're the cap guy. I never look at the money.
They're always in the worst situation when the season's over, when they project out. Right. And then next thing you know, they start re-signing some roster bonuses and getting it down. They're always like $1 underneath the salary cap before they have to pay their rookies.
Let me just say this about Shador, though. I think in the pocket, he's very good with his movement. He has not good feet. He has great feet bouncing around and moving in the pocket. He does leave too early. He's a one-read guy too often. They don't have the passing game, the medium passing game. It's either short or throw it really deep. And, I mean, it's almost every single game. Huh. It's a lot of screens, breaks outside the pocket, takes too many. When you take a lot of sacks outside the pocket, what does that mean? That means you're holding
indecision,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't throw it away. That's what you know, that'd be the first thing you get when you're watching film. Why didn't you throw it away? Well, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, but he does have a strong arm. I hear two things. One, that he's not that big, and he doesn't have a great arm. I think his arm is plenty good in the NFL. And to me, I want to meet him. He looks big on the field and the way he plays. So,
but he's not going to be a top five draft pick.
No, he's not.
Doesn't seem like it.
I mean, if the Giants had the 12th overall pick or something, or like the 18th overall, or they traded back up and somehow ended up with one of those picks and he was still there and they took him, I could see that.
Can I get one more pet peeve in?
Sure, yes, absolutely.
I love this. Some people, you know, pro days and these workouts are stupid. What does that mean? And I just go, you like this? And I just go, we don't want to get a better look and really find out more about him? Yeah, let's just be stupid and sit back here and do what the fans think. They'll tell us who to draft.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
This is my favorite version of Phil
Simms. This is what I do all the time, so I don't know.
This is when you go into the dummy voice, like, they're doing the prize.
Yeah, you're right. But I hear it every year. Well, I don't know. I want to see I want the combine. I want to see him run. I want to see him throw. And I want to see it at the pro day. And then I want to see it in the private workouts.
And you also want to see it on a whiteboard. You want to talk ball with him. You want to talk defenses. You want to talk offenses. You want to say, hey, why did you throw the ball here? Why did you hold on to the ball there? You want to go through the whole entire process.
And I want to hear this. I want to make sure I hear that playing and everything is everything to him.
Yep.
I don't want to say life and death. I do say that sometimes to people, but that's too harsh. But you got to be that way. Boomer, you know that. Damn, I'm going to tell you, Gio, it's not hard. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, and nowadays, they're looking for the kid that is really committed. They really want the kid that's committed. And I blame Peyton Manning on that, because Peyton Manning took it to a whole nother level when it came to preparation and things.
Well, this is a good segue into what Pete in Brooklyn wants to talk about, because there was a story about Will Howard throwing the ball in the after the combine in the parking lot for hours. And that's what Pete wants to talk about. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Morning, boys. I was watching John Gruden. He's having these things on YouTube profiling the top 10 quarterbacks, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And he gets to Will Howard, wins the Big 12 with Kansas State, wins the national championship with Ohio State. He's 6'4", 235. And I'm asking myself, the Giants wouldn't want this guy in the second round instead of wasting or burning a top three pick on iffy Shador?
Well, they're not going to burn a top three pick. And what round did he say?
He said second for Will Howard.
No.
Where do you see him going?
Maybe third. Listen, he's big. He did play much better in the playoffs because they let him. So that's one thing. But you know, he's not a. I don't look at him and see a top line NFL thrower. I think he's an. I think he was a solid college thrower of the football. And that doesn't mean it's going to translate to the NFL in my eyes. Now, his offseason has been better than I probably expected. I watched him throw a lot in the offseason. It did look better. He has gotten better. But to me, second round, I would not take Will Howard.